I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. 5th District Congressman-elect Ralph Abraham says he's ready to begin his duties in Washington, D.C. The Republican from Richland Parish says he's already been told he's secured assignments on the House Agriculture and Veterans Affairs Committees.
Very pleased to be on the Ag. As we said in the campaign, this 5th Congressional District of Louisiana is the largest row crop district in the nation.
Abraham will be sworn in on January 5th. He expects the new Congress will quickly act on a couple of important items.
Probably within hopefully the first 2 weeks, is that the Keystone Pipeline certainly will be approved. Certainly something will have to be done quickly with Obamacare.
Abraham says that on the Ag Committee, he's going to push for looser EPA restrictions because farmers need freedom to grow a crop without a lot of government oversight. Two male juveniles were arrested last week for the playground arson at Geneva Academy in Monroe that occurred last month. Monroe Fire Investigator Tommy James says both juveniles were arrested for a count of simple arson and transferred to Green Oaks Detention Center. James says the two admitted they set the fire but did not intend to burn the playground equipment. He says they thought they had put it out, but it rekindled later in the morning. A large commercial-grade wooden play structure with a twisting slide was destroyed, while another was damaged beyond use. School officials estimated the damage at $50,000, both for the play structures and a protective fence to secure the area. Governor Bobby Jindal's administration has started sifting through agency budget proposals as it works on a plan to close next year's $1.4 billion shortfall. But Commissioner of Administration Christy Nichols says the hole isn't quite as large as it appears. About $200 million is tied to inflationary increases that don't necessarily get funded each year. She says another $300 million can be filled by using recommendations from a consultant that devised proposals to save the state money. Still leaves a hefty gap, however, and Nichols acknowledged cuts will have to be made. But she says rather than give agencies target figures to cut their spending plans, she wants to talk about state priorities and ways to end redundancies across departments. Jindal's budget proposal is due to lawmakers on February 27th. A LaSalle Parish man has died after being run over. Louisiana State Police say 43-year-old Marcus Jones died Saturday night after being hit by a truck driven by 22-year-old Brittany Walker of Gina. Jones may have fallen off the back of a truck. Master Trooper Daniel Scott Moreau says that Walker hit Jones while he was lying in the eastbound lane of Louisiana Highway 8 near Gina. Moreau says Walker saw what turned out to be Jones in the roadway and swerved, but hit him in the upper body. As troopers investigated, a man arrived telling troopers that Jones had been riding in the bed of his truck, standing up and holding some wooden pallets. When the driver reached his destination, he found Jones missing and doubled back, reaching the scene. This is KEDM News.